Well, obviously the plan as we sit today is I'll go and watch our next opponents, as people expect me to. But listen, nothing will change in the preparation all week, and on the match day I'll still be having pre-match with my squad, and I'll still be doing my team talk like we do in the hotel, and the boys go off down to the stadium. That just doesn't change at all, and that'll be the same for away trips as well. So I'll still go with the team, and we'll get organised. And obviously the only difference being that some are going to the stadium and I'll not. So, but I have to. I don't like or anything to do with the decision, but I have to respect it. So we just need to go on with it.
How do you keep yourself involved though in a match day? Because you'll want to know what's going on. What's the plan there?
I'll be speaking to my staff on the bench. Don't worry about that. There's nothing in there that says anywhere that that's not to happen. So I'll be speaking to them. But I've got to let people do their jobs. You know, we have an experienced assistant manager here who's been with me a long time, and we think similar things. And we've got an experienced staff beside him that we have an input, who have an input in every game since I've been here when I'm on the bench. So I'll be the same with Paul, and I've got to let, you know, some poor people to manage. So, you know, Paul will make the decisions as he goes forward on Saturday, and the one thing I know is he'll make them with every intention of getting them right.
Substitutions, things like that, it's impossible to have a say, isn't it, if you can't see what's going on your eyes?
Yeah, correct, I wouldn't have a say. You know, but very often it's me saying to my staff, I'm looking at two or three options here of changing it, what did they think? And a lot of times, more than not, believe it or not, they'll have the same thought process because we're watching the same game and we watch so closely. So, you know, we'll run with Paul making those decisions on a situation-by-situation basis, and he'll do it with the professionalism that the guy's got.
So will you be at home on the phone? Or will you be in the car somewhere near to the stadium?
No, I'll be, I'll probably be watching, as I said, to your future opposition. You know, we're looking at the, as we said today, we're looking at different options. But I'll be watching future opposition as we go forward.
How hard is it going to be for you on a personal level?
Well, it'll be tough. It's why they've done it, isn't it? You know, it's why they've done it. And so it'll be tough, but, you know, I'll be back.
Six games is a long time. A lot can change in a six-game period where a football club's concerned, can't it?
Yeah, and I mean, a certain Football League champion manager who manages in the Championship yesterday said, I've now got something in common with Jose Mourinho. He was like, he was getting to the stadium. So, for Wednesday six games, you know, if I get linked to the same breath to Jose, I'm doing all right, innit? It'll be hard. We know it'll be hard, but that's why it's done.
Will it change you?
No, it won't change the passion and the commitment and the drive we've got. So, that's not going to change.